All the way from the A, you listen to my favorite lesbian on BRQ.
Hey, stay locked in with your favorite lesbian on Black Radical Queer. Yo.
Hey y'all, this is Javia Nicole, aka your favorite lesbian, and you're listening to Black Radical Queer Podcast, our stories on our own terms.
Hey y'all, it's Javia Nicole. I know it has been a long time. My last episode was in February, and it is the very end of September, so I know it's been a while, but I got a minute where I had a quiet moment, and I'm like, hey, let me just get on and record, because I have something on my mind, and I want to talk to the people, so that's what I'm doing. So hey y'all, once again, and what I want to talk about is live music and just art and stuff like that. And I'm just gonna be winging it. Okay, like, it's something I've been thinking about. I usually have notes. Like, I usually will have my notes written out and everything before an episode. This is literally me just being like, let me hop on Anchor and record, because this is on my mind and I'm just gonna go with it. All right, and y'all will get this very random episode. So I literally was just texting my wife saying that, okay, let me backtrack a little bit. So my wife and I went to Beyonce Renaissance, House of Chrome, baby. Okay, we was in that thing. So we went twice. I'm gonna circle back to that. So since we've gone, our next concert coming up is Janelle Monáe, Age of Pleasure. Oh, I'm so excited. So we're going to see Janelle. So I was like, oh, I need to start pre-gaming for their concert. Like, let me go ahead and crank up this album. Let me put it on repeat, because I've been immersed in a little Beyonce bubble, honestly, because of going to Renaissance. So I'm like, let me go ahead and put Janelle's album on repeat. And I was listening to it all night and all morning. And I'm just like, damn, this album's so good. Like, I had already heard it, but I had just kind of not listened to it probably in the past month, because I've been immersed in Beyonce, Giselle Knowles, Carter. All right, so listen to this album. So I'm like, oh man, so I'm getting excited for the show. And I go on Instagram, just looking through stories, and I was looking at Janelle Monáe's story, where she was reposting like people who had posted from her concert, like, you know, just clips and stuff. And so some of those people I follow, so I'm going through, you know, just going down this little rabbit hole. And so one of the people was like, oh, you know, I'm absolutely gonna have to see them again. Like, this is one of the best concerts that I've ever been to. This is an amazing show. I have to go again. So they're like, I'm gonna travel to go see them again. So I'm like, okay. So I text Courtney, like, I said, oh, I see someone saying that they're gonna have to see Janelle twice. And I was just like, what is going on? So I brought that up to Courtney, because we saw Beyonce twice. We saw Beyonce in LA at the birthday show. So bomb. Oh my God, just amazing. And we also saw Beyonce in H-Time. Don't judge me. In Houston, we went to Houston. I got to see my sister, and we all went to go see Beyonce. So we went to, you know, we were in Renaissance twice. We were just immersed in it. Twice in the same month. Traveled. That was only my second time traveling to see an artist. We did travel to go see Usher. I'm circling back to Mr. Raymond. We traveled to see Usher in April at his Vegas residency. So traveling to Houston to see Beyonce was my second time, like, specifically traveling for an artist. I've also seen Maxwell and Sir this month. Well, yeah, September. So Beyonce twice, Maxwell and Sir, and then Usher back in April, and then Janelle coming up in October. So I was like, okay, you know, the concerts are really concerting. This shit is wild. So I want to backtrack. I'm going to do this in chronological order. So we went to go see Usher in April. Amazing. Just ridiculous. Okay. This man, 2 hours solid. 2 hours solid show. Bomb. Okay. We were sitting in this in this man's show, halfway through the show on Ticketmaster, like looking for tickets to come back, because it just was giving everything that it needed to give. So we're looking at tickets. Of course, the ticket prices have skyrocketed because the show is really popular and all that. We got in right before the prices like went through the roof. So now I'm like, okay, y'all know y'all on that bullshit. Like, you know, the resellers are doing what they do. And I'm just hoping that, you know, we can circle back around. I do want to go back to see Mr. Raymond. Okay, I'm gonna have to go see about him because this is ridiculous. The show was so good. Months later, and it's still on my mind. And even after seeing Beyonce twice, it's still on my mind because these are just like phenomenal shows. So his residency and then Beyonce Renaissance, best two shows I've ever been to in my life. Just, and I've been to some great shows. And even last year we went to some great shows, but these two, just ridiculous. Like, I just felt, I left feeling inspired and full and just great, good times. Right. So started with Usher. We're at the show, looking up tickets to come back before the show's even over, cause it was that damn good. Then we go to see, Beyonce on September 4th, of course, on B-Day. You know, it's lit. Diana Ross comes out, Kendrick Lamar comes out, like everybody and their mama is at the show. It's like, you know, she's the celebrity's favorite celebrity. You know what I'm saying? So all the celebrities are there, all that great energy. We sang Happy Birthday to her. Folks brought in balloons and like blew them up and then like had yellow and black balloons to wish her happy birthday. Just bomb. And the energy was just so like electric or something, like the room was buzzing. It just was so good. I did not, at the show in LA, I did not record. I started recording when she was ready to come out, and then I just stopped. And when I tell you, I was glued to her the whole time. I did not record anything else. I have no other evidence of my presence at that show besides like a few pictures while we were waiting in line, but I don't have any clips from the show. I was just present. It was like being transported. Okay, we're in the zone. And the same thing with Usher's show, just bomb. We're just like in another place. So we left that show, we're like, look, we're gonna have to see her again. We started looking at tickets. We eventually settled on getting the tickets to her Houston show. So we took a weekend trip to Houston. My sister lives in Houston, so that was great because I got to see her. And she went to the concert. She had won a ticket at an event, so she ended up going, and you know, she was all dolled up, and we just went and, you know, saw her for the second time. So she was just as amazing. I won't get into the vibe because the vibe was different at each show, but that's not even ultimately the point of me, like, of why this is on my mind. So I won't even get into all of those little specifics, but I'll say, yeah, we thought that it was worthwhile enough, that we enjoyed ourselves so much at the show in LA that we planned a whole trip to go and see her again. After we had just saw her, two and a half to three weeks prior, we went again because we're like, hey, we're gonna have to spend a block on you, Beyonce. So that's what we did. It was a nice trip. Houston was hot as hell. It was humid. I'm like, oh my God. But great experience. As I said to Courtney, no regrets. very, very bomb. So I was like, okay, Courtney, you know, are you still down to see Usher again? Because I'm like, okay, we seen Beyonce twice. Like, I'm still planning to spend a block on Usher. So what's up? So she said yes. So I'm going to, I'm going to look at those tickets to go see him again because the show is phenomenal. I'm hoping that I can, you know, that the prices will come down, or, you know, the resellers will get a little bit of sense, and I can be able to snatch some tickets for us to go to see him again. So anyway, so that's like my little timeline. So we're going to see Janelle Monae in October, and like 2.5 weeks. She's here on a random, which reminds me, y'all, I need to go ahead and put in my time because I'm gonna have to take that next day off because she's coming on a Wednesday night. Ain't no way in the world I'm trying to get up and have to work at 7:30 in the morning the next morning. So it's gonna be a no. So I need to go ahead and do what I need to do. But that reminded me of that. So we're seeing her. We really wanted to see Victoria Monet, but listen, I'm old. I'm not old, but I don't want to stand the entire time. And so I think that the only thing that might be left is like standing room only. And it's also in the middle of the week, and it's literally the week before Janelle. I'm just like, listen, you know, we got kids and stuff. I don't know if we can take all these weekdays, and make arrangements for all these weekdays. But anyway, so there's that. And then I do plan on going to see Anita Baker at the end of the year. I'm gonna have to see her. Like, I love me some Anita Baker. I asked Courtney, does she want to go? I asked my mother-in-law, because I'm gonna look, if nobody else goes, I'm gonna go see Anita. All right, I don't know what y'all doing, but I'm going. I will be there, and I'm gonna make sure I get some good seats too. So all of that. So that's my little intro, my 10-minute intro to just like my concert world. Just, you know, been really enjoying going to concerts and stuff. But what made me want to hop on and go ahead and just do an impromptu episode is because, you know, I was texting Courtney about Janelle Monáe and just the concert thing. And I was like, you know, somebody, when I mentioned to her, like, oh, somebody's already saying they're going to see Janelle twice. I'm like, what are these artists doing? You know, like, they're putting on these shows where it's like, we want to experience it multiple times. And I told Courtney, I said, maybe we're concert starved. And I think that there may be something to that. I know that I love live music. And you know, of course, pandemic. So we had a huge chunk of time where, that was not happening. And, you know, we're still dealing with, COVID, of course, but you know, we're able to attend some live things and have like some, you know, open air venues and do what we need to do. But yeah, so we're able to get back to some of that stuff. I went to go see Maxwell at Hollywood Bowl. Sir opened for him. Amazing. Outdoor. I got to see the sunset. There was fireworks. Like, just amazing. And I just remember, and I went to that solo. I just remember being so grateful that I was able to do it. So when I say we're concert starved, I recognize that it's bigger than that. It's not just about being able to go to a concert. There is a certain like connectedness and like almost like sense of community and camaraderie and things like that blossom out of those experiences, because you have people coming together to attend, so that facilitates some type of common ground immediately. Even if you don't have other things in common, you have your interest in this artist or your love for this artist or whatever in common. So it brings people together for a common purpose. It's something that does not require like us to like labor. You know, it's like we're coming together literally to have a good time and to enjoy this experience. And I think that is what we are starved for. We, you know, have been in the midst of a pandemic that is incredibly isolating. And I think we have a national, international, societal, whatever you want to call it, crises of disconnection. We just have been isolated, and we have had to literally isolate, and it's also created figurative isolation because of a pandemic. You know, this is a phenomenon, like a global phenomenon, and it is life changing. And so to me, attending these concerts and stuff and like kind of being in that shared energy with people is something that we were not doing for a good chunk of time. And so we do need that. We are not islands. You know, people can say, oh, you know, I'm an introvert. And I keep to myself, yes, like I do enjoy time to myself and like my alone time and my space. Absolutely. But also, because multiple things can be true, we know this. It is also something that is incredibly like electrifying and beautiful about being able to kind of have these shared experiences with people, because we can go, you know, we attended Renaissance the first time, and then we're looking at all these posts and we can relate to people saying, oh, the energy there was, you know, so great, or oh, that was such a, you know, amazing experience, or just people expressing their emotions, or people talking about the quote-unquote Renaissance effect where they're like, you know, doing the mute challenge or whatever. We had this shared experience with one another, and those shared experiences have been greatly lacking because of a pandemic. And so I think it definitely goes beyond being concert starved. It's we're connection starved. Like, we need connection. I think too, going through a global crisis puts things in perspective in terms of like showing us that connection, like, we do actually need each other. We do need each other. Like, connection is not this kind of like, oh, take it or leave it. Now, I'm not talking about isolated, you know, people. I'm not talking about, what I mean by that is, I'm not talking about outliers. Like, I'm talking about the majority, because, you know, I can just imagine there's going to be this one person like, well, I don't need that. Good for you. All right. This isn't for you, buddy. Like, I'm not talking to you then. You can go ahead and tune out. For the average person, you know, we are a communal people, even though we exist in a society that in Western culture especially is very individualistic, which is why we have a lot of struggles anyway, because we are actually communal. We do need each other. We do need connection. And we live a life that is not as fulfilling when it is void of connection. Some of the ways that we make sense of life is through connection. And something like a concert, which could be very simple, I think serves as like this, I want to say microcosm of that, or like a, I'm going to go with that. And maybe, hopefully I'm not using that word incorrectly. But I think it just gives us a glimpse into the larger picture, like the feeling of connectedness that we have from having this shared experience with each other is the feeling of connectedness we need with each other in general. And that we have been severely lacking. So to me, it's like, it is definitely much bigger than a concert. Like, the impact, the way that it makes me feel and the way that I see it makes other people feel goes beyond just like, oh, it's just a concert. No, like, folks attended this concert. Beyonce been on tour for 50 goddamn years. She's been on tour like a big chunk of this year though, like a big chunk of 2023. So some people went to, some people saw her months ago and they are still talking about kind of the impact of having attended her experience, you know? So I think to me, it really speaks to us being starved, and it's kind of like, oh, we've been hungry and then we had a feast. And now we're like, whoa, you know, Courtney, for those who don't know, that is my wife. So my wife talked about feeling like a high, and many people talked about that. And I mean, of course, that in and of itself is a normal phenomenon that I learned about from doing conferences and having this thing called con drop of, you know, kind of doing all this preparation and all this excitement and doing all this stuff. And then afterward, it's just kind of like, do, 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 like, you know, you have to calm down from that, you know, adrenaline comes down and all that. So, you know, recognize all those things, but to just on such a large scale, because this is a worldwide tour. So to have that kind of shared experience type of situation with so many people all over the world is, it really shows that this experience, that the Renaissance experience, it was and is, because it ain't over yet. She still got a couple more shows. I think one more show. But it just shows that it was, that it is a vessel for connection. Like, yes, we're gonna go and have a good time and enjoy the music, but also part of the reason why you go to a concert is because you're sharing in this with other people. There may not be the first choice, and of course there's always going to be that person, well, I don't go for that. Good for you. Congrats, buddy. Congrats. Okay, good for you. I'm not talking to you. Mind your business. I'm talking about those who do enjoy the experience of sharing in that space with other people. I don't like crowds. it's something that it took me a little time to learn about myself. I do not like crowds, and I eventually will get anxious in crowds. But I went to this damn concert, and I was able to just like be so present. I was very, very present, and I just had a great time. And I wasn't, I was so present that I was so present, and I was so like enjoying myself and everything, that there wasn't really much room for the anxiety to take up space. That space was taken up by the experience. So yeah, I definitely think that I think that this, these shows, like, I think that Renaissance and, like, Usher's residency, I'm using those two examples in particular because I went to both of those and I left both of those wanting to go again, type of thing. Like, I left those feeling different. But I think that they need to be studied or something. Like, there's some kind of, you know, say the Renaissance effect or the whatever, it's a phenomenon or something, because people are feeling different and feeling change. And I think it's just going so long, you've been through a drought or something, you're going so long without this type of mass shared connection, and then you get a huge dose of it and it's like, whoa, damn, oh. You know, I just think it's interesting. The, like, the research nerd in me, the scholar in me, really wants to, like, explore it and do surveys and polls and shit and just, like, talk to people about it, and just to get folks feedback. But the music lover in me and just the human in me is, like, very, so incredibly grateful for the experience. Like, I'm grateful for the access to the funds to do it and to do it twice, and to, you know, twice in terms of Renaissance and just multiple times in general in terms of being able to go see these shows. I'm very grateful to have, you know, I know that there is privilege there, that I have access to the means to attend these shows. I'm very grateful. I don't take it for granted, because going through difficult things, like going through a global phenomenon, a global crisis, in addition to just life stuff, because in my own life, you know, parenthood has been the hood, absolute ghetto. It's real ghetto over here, all right? And so that was the other piece of it for Courtney and I, was like, hey, we got to do things that bring us joy. We got to do things to, like, recharge and refill our cups, because we are having to pour into four little humans every single day. We have to pour into four humans who have complex trauma and who are navigating a fucked up foster care system. That'll be a whole other episode, okay? It needs its own episode, its own goddamn series. But navigating the fucked up foster care system, trying to, you know, provide what we can to these kids in our care. So we have to do things to, like, pour back into ourselves. And so us going to these shows is, like, part of what we have done. And after we went to Renaissance the first time and we were discussing, like, going again, and we were strategizing and looking at our funds and looking at our sky miles and everything, and I was just like, you know, it's, you know, it was spontaneous. We don't often get to do, we still had to do some planning, but, you know, but we did, the decision was somewhat impulsive, which is impulsivity is a luxury. Impulsivity is a privilege. We do not often get to do that. And so for us to decide, hey, we just went to the show, we want to go see her again, let us figure out how we can make it happen, I'm very grateful that we took that chance and did it. And we took our little trip to Houston, and, you know, and we went and saw Beyonce again, and we had that experience. Yeah, I'm very grateful, and I think that it was necessary. And I think that people's responses to this show and just to, you know, multiple shows and stuff that's going on right now, people's responses really speak to the fact that we need connection. We are connection starved. We need mass positivity. We need to have mass shared positive experiences, because we have had mass global tragedy. How the hell do you balance that out? It's very difficult. I don't know if it's possible, but this has given me a glimpse into what that could possibly, you know, look like, to have us all face mass tragedy and mass crises. And then, you know, now to see people on a large scale experience pleasure and fun and excitement and, you know, have a great time. I think that is what makes it stand out to me and what makes it so special to me, because I go on social media, I go on my timeline and all this kind of stuff, and I see people talking about Beyonce and Usher and these shows and blah 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 and this and the third, and now Janelle Monáe. I see people talking about this stuff, and I see a joy. I see genuine joy and excitement. And how long has it been since we have witnessed that on a large scale? I've seen a shift because I remember when posts were largely about COVID deaths and crises and stuff like that. And those are still there. I'm not dismissing those. I'm not saying that they're gone. I'm not saying we're all kumbaya now and everything is all great and whatever. So let's be clear, okay? I understand nuance. What I'm saying is that the same way that we were bombarded with tragedy and that we're immersed in tragedy, I now get to see what it looks like for us to be immersed in joy, for us to be immersed in a positive experience, and for us to have this shared immersion in something positive. And to me, it is beautiful. Like, to me, it honestly, I think what makes these things, what makes like this whole experience of going to these shows and stuff so special is because like it really does give me a glimpse into like what it looks like to bounce back from tragedy. Yeah, I just think that it makes me think. It's very thought-provoking to me. It's very interesting to me. It's something I would love to explore more and discuss more and really delve deeply into because I just think it's interesting. I'm very grateful to have the experience. And I'm very curious about it. I'm very curious. I'm very interested about, you know, can we have more of it to help us to recover from the impact of a pandemic, from the impact of all the shit that we go through. That stuff is not going to disappear, but it's like how we have so much, we're bombarded with the negativity. It would be nice to at least have some positive things to also help balance it out. Like if it's like, hey, if I'm going to be bombarded with the negative, then let me be bombarded with something good too. Both things can be true. Yeah, because if we just keep on going with this void and this isolation and this lack of connection, you know, people can die. Like, people can die from a lack of connection. It's just, we've been through some unprecedented things. And I think that, you know, this is something unprecedented in a positive way. And it's just interesting to me. I just find it very interesting. So I want to stop on here and just ramble about that. So that is it for today, y'all. I'm done rambling. I'm done sharing my random thoughts. This is what it is. Okay, so I may hop back on some other random day and just be like, hey, y'all, this is what's on my mind right now. But that's what I got for now. Yeah, very grateful for access to these things. And that's it. So thank you for listening to my random little Friday morning ramblings. I appreciate you. Y'all are still listening and supporting. I still get the analytics and everything. Y'all are still listening to the podcast, listening to old episodes, still supporting and stuff. And I greatly appreciate it. I love the podcast and my life is just in a different place. And my capacity is in a different place. Like I mentioned, four humans, okay? We have four humans, 7, 6, 3, 2, that we are responsible for. And that everything, I mean, it just takes up our capacity. And so I am, you know, I'm not able to like do the podcast the way I would really like ideally do. But today I felt moved to just come on and share my ramblings with y'all. And that's better than nothing at all. And I appreciate that y'all continue to listen and support. Like, even though the last episode was back in February, like, that is wild to me. I will never get over it. it will never not matter to me. Like, it will always surprise me and always be humbling to me that, like, y'all are still listening to this damn podcast. And even with my spaced out episodes and my life changing and me not being able to do it as often as I would like. So, thank you very much. All right, y'all. It's been real. And I've been rambling for a real long time, so I'm going to go ahead and cut this right now. Be well. And yeah, until next time, y'all.